smoky fire.
There you go. Hello? Hello? Testing? Okay.
Hey, about 10:30 last night, we're sitting in front, clear sky, like that, and all of a sudden, about 6 feet above the fire pit, I saw this orb that came in, and it was about the size of a basketball, maybe a little bit smaller. It was a yellowish clear inside, and you could see almost right through it. And it came right at us about tree level, and it went right over the fire, and it whoosh, and it went right back out that fast.
Oh,
and,
really?
And wow. then about 5 minutes later, Christine over there in the southeast corner, she saw something coming through the sky, and she goes, "Is that the fire that's making it dance like that,
yeah,
making it zigzag all over?"
Yeah, the heat and, from the fire. Yeah,
yeah,
no.
And I'm looking, and I said, "Yeah, it's only the fire." And then I looked up, and I backed up a little bit, and we could see it come across the four pines over there, and all of a sudden it stopped, it dropped down, and then it went up. And did almost a half a circle and stopped like that. And then, but it looked like, you know, the back end of the USS Enterprise? It had like a circle with two little lights up on top of it.
Oh.
And then when it started taking off and going away, that's when I saw like two little lights on top of the big circle. And then when it went erratic. It went, stopped, and then it came this way a little bit, and then it went that way. Stopped, and then it just went whoosh, yeah, and took off that way. But the back end of it looked like the USS Enterprise.
Oh, just the two, the two dots and the circle.
Dots on top of the big circle.
Oh, okay.
It flew all erratic. But in the meantime, when all this was going on, that was at 10:30, she said, "Well, I'm going to have one more cigarette." So she sat there and smoked one more cigarette. And then we said, "Well, after you're done that, let's go to bed." I said, "It's got to be, 11 o'clock. We went in there, and I looked at the clock in there, and it said 10 after 2.
And I that said, fast, and you lost 3 hours.
So, yeah. So I said,
and you don't remember anything? You didn't dream
no,
of anything?
We
or
were
anything
just
like
sitting there. Nope. That's all we remembered, looking
I
into the fire.
I thought it was
fire.
Hallucinating at first.
Yeah, and freaky. Then she
seeing,
said, "I'll take
so
out my
weird
watch and make sure."
Yeah.
So she took out her watch, and her watch said 2:15 because she was 5 minutes fast.
Yeah, and I thought,
and I said, "Well, here it is, 10 after 2. What happened to 11 o'clock?
10 minutes before, it was 10:30.
Yeah.
Well, then she smoked right after we saw the orb.
It was too freaky.
And then it was almost 11 o'clock, and then we saw that go by. And then, okay, there's 11 o'clock. Well, now it's 10 after 2.
Oh, it was too freaky.
And she only smoked one cigarette.
Yeah, I had one cigarette, that's it.
And then you went to
and
bed.
It was strange, and we were both just sitting there, right?
Yeah, we were both sitting there watching the fire burn down. And then we went in there. Like, she only smoked the one cigarette that we know of, that we remember.
That's all I had. I remember.
And we went in there, and it was 10 after 2.
It takes me maybe 10 minutes with a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly. You're the seventh person now in the last 5 years. Jim and Sue seen, got video evidence of...
That's what he was telling you.
Of just, like, white dots, actually. They're off in the distance, but they were moving erratically.
Okay, about 20 years ago or more out here, maybe 25... My little brother that comes here and my nephew and I were here in my van and we're watching and all of a sudden from North Bay we see this light just go and it stopped dead right there. And that's how fast it went. From there to there, it's fast, that fast.
So if it went from
and
there
then,
to there
and then
that's
right behind it.
Like 100 kilometers.
Right behind it.
And just stopped sudden.
Yeah, you could see two jets. And you could hear them coming. And all you could hear is...
It made a sound?
Well, yeah, you could hear the jets coming behind it.
Yeah.
The two jets.
Oh, they were chasing it.
Yeah.
And it took the jets about 5 minutes to get from there to there, where that thing went 1, 2, and it was there. The count of 2, quick. And it stopped there. And as soon as the jets got within, we'll say, 5 miles of it, it went woof, and it stopped right up here.
Just as fast as... the speed of sound or more.
As fast as you can count, 1, 2, it went a little...
It went at least 100 kilometers.
Yeah, 100 kilometers. It waited way up there. And the jets took about 7 minutes to turn and follow it. And when the jets got about 3/4 of the way up to it, it just went... Woof, and it took off up straight up and gone.
Straight up and gone.
All that took about 10 minutes for all that to happen. And we watched it.
I wonder why this is such a UFO hotspot. I mean, lately it's something going on.
Back here, there's always... something happening in this whole area here.
Yeah.
We've seen, over the years, we've seen things go by like and stop and then take off and go, and we just look at each other and go, space debris.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and, but space debris doesn't stop.
This is the first time though.
Yeah, a shooting star doesn't stop and it doesn't come into the atmosphere, then stop and then go again.
Yeah, and go in a different direction.
Yeah, go in a different direction. Yeah.
And go twice as fast.
It's too freaky.
It doesn't do that.
I don't know. I told him. I said, I have a...
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on all over the world. They're going to divulge.
And they did stuff, and we just don't know yet. You know what I mean? There's lots of stuff.
They're hoping they're going to... The world is going to divulge what they know, like the U.S. and other countries.
Yeah?
Oh, you know, they're going to divulge what they know. They've known about them, worked over at the
Area 51 years ago.
Well, out here, there's a lot of this going on out here. There's a lot of other weird stuff, too, happening
out
here.
This is a good spot to be.
Well, yeah. When I was about 17...
Well, we got a picture over there of two different cameras. The little green dot orb that was moving around. And the camera wasn't... It wasn't the camera moving around. That would make sense if something on the lens or whatever.
I know.
But it's just the camera was still, and you see this green dot doing a little, like, an S turn.
Well, you never know, right?
This
one, like I said, was the size of a basketball.
Huh?
And then we see an orb. They saw an orb?
Yeah, a little green. But what do you call an orb? Like a.
Years ago.
Oh, my God.
But what do you call an orb? Like
I
what we've seen. I'll show
ghost.
You the picture, but it's a little green dot with a. You can almost see through it, like you said with yours.
Yeah, it was transparent. When it came like that, you could see through it, but it was almost the color of the fire, but it was also like a bright neon light. Inside of it, and you could see it like cloudy fingers inside, but it was yellow, and then all of a sudden when it came over the fire, it kind of changed like to a real neon white light inside with blue in it, and it came in and it just did a complete circle and went about a foot above the fire pit.
You were saying it shot
right back out again.
So what's your definition of an orb? Something round?
It was round and it was clear, translucent, and it came in at fast speed, and it took off so damn fast. When it took off, I didn't even see it go.
It was
there, and then it was just gone.
Interesting.
I was sitting right down there.
I'll let them hear this video and show them the pictures. Too bad you didn't have a camera, eh?
Didn't even think
everything happened so fast.
Yeah.
Very good.
It.